An insufferable tension flushed every thought from Malone's mind. He was following Cassiopeia as they inched their way through the underground passage. The path was about 6 feet wide and 8 feet tall, the walls dry and jagged. Cassiopeia appeared fortified with nerve. He'd seen her kind of courage before, in agents who worked best under extreme pressure. He was alert for more traps, paying careful attention. He'd always found it amusing in adventure movies when moving parts made of stone and metal, supposedly hundreds or thousands of years old, still functioned as if they'd been greased yesterday. But bronze was a different matter. That metal was enduring, which was precisely why it had been created. Cassiopeia stopped, her light focused 10 feet ahead.
"What is it?" he asked.
"Take a look."
He added his beam to hers and saw it.